From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Houthi rebels seize control of a military brigade headquarters in Taiz, Yemen's third largest city, as ground fighting continued there and in the southern port city of Aden on Wednesday, followed by an airstrike. Tuesday, Saudi Arabia declared the end of its month-long bombing campaign aimed at halting the advance of the Houthis. Saudi military spokesman Brigadier General Ahmed Aziri says the month-long air campaign's main goals have been achieved, and it's ending the air assault at the request of the Yemeni government of President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi, who said in a televised address from Saudi Arabia the crisis in his country will end soon. He thanked the Saudi-led coalition and said his government will restore hope to the people of Yemen. Italian prosecutors said the Tunisian captain of the migrant boat that capsized in the Mediterranean Sunday mistakenly rammed his vessel into a merchant ship that was coming to its rescue, drowning as many as 900 migrants. The captain and his Syrian first mate have been arrested and charged. Only 28 survivors were rescued in what authorities say is the Mediterranean's deadliest migrant disaster. Adrian Edwards is a spokesman for the UN Office of the High Commissioner for Refugees.
We have currently a total of about 1,300 deaths in April. This means that April of 2015 has truly been the cruelest month, the highest numbers that we've seen deaths in any month on the Mediterranean. We've had so far this year 1,776 reported dead on the Mediterranean.
This is VOA News. China's President Xi Jinping Wednesday called on wealthy nations to abandon political strings on aid to developing countries. He's among more than 30 heads of state who are in Jakarta for a five-day Asian-African summit, which commemorates the 1955 conference that laid the foundations for the Cold War-era non-aligned movement. Earlier, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expressed deep remorse for Japan's wartime past, but failed to repeat previous official apologies to the victims of Japan's colonial aggression. Mr. Abe may meet with President Xi on the sidelines of the summit. South African President Jacob Zuma had to cancel plans to attend the summit in Indonesia over anti-immigrant violence at home. Pretoria has sent soldiers to bolster police in areas that remain tense. Novisivi Mapisa Nakala is the country's defense minister.
It's the police who must say, we think at this point we do need your help. And once they say they need our help, then, of course, the commander-in-chief takes the ultimate decision, reports to parliament. But, of course, we will report the parliament after the fact, because now we are deploying because there's an emergency to do so.
At least seven people have died since the violence broke out 3 weeks ago, targeting Malawian, Zimbabwean, Mozambican and other African migrants. U.S. Secretary John Kerry is hailing the change in U.S. policy toward Cuba and cooperation in education, energy and trade with other Latin American countries as a transformative moment for the Americas.
We're committed to moving forward on the path to normalized relations. This new course is based not on a leap of faith, but on a conviction that the best way to promote U.S. interests and values while also helping to bring greater freedom and opportunity to Cuban people is exactly what we are doing.
Mr. Kerry spoke Tuesday to government, industry, and policy leaders attending the annual Washington Conference on the Americas. Hong Kong's pro-Beijing government has unveiled a set of electoral reform proposals that ignore the demands of pro-democracy protesters. While technically permitting the semi-autonomous Chinese territory to elect its leader in 2017 for the first time ever, it also strictly complies with Beijing's insistence that all candidates for the top leadership spot be approved by a pro-China nominating committee. Democracy activists held more than 2 months of mass street protests and sit-ins at the end of last year to demand what they refer to as genuine democracy. That's the news. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.